Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Kale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at our Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we finished off our series we've been calling Ordinary People. We were looking at Joshua chapter 2 and into chapter 6 a little bit. It's the story of Rahab, the Canaanite prostitute, that God uses her. She's included in the story and sort of the heroine of the story in some ways, and she helps the Israelites as they come in to take the city of Jericho, as God is fulfilling his promise to the people of Israel that he's going to give them the land of the Canaanites as their inheritance. And really, when you sort of zoom out, it's the story certainly of God's faithfulness to his people. But this particular episode, I think just the story of God's grace and Rahab's faith. When you think about God's grace, right? Grace means unmerited favor. She is one of the most unlikely people imaginable that you would think, hey, God's going to choose this person and use her. This person's going to come to faith in the Lord. She has grown up in Canaan. She's grown up in Jericho. They have their own belief system, their own Canaanite gods. Most of them are hostile towards the Israelites and therefore towards the God of Israel. She's a prostitute, and yet she turns from all of that. She repents of all of that, turns away from her old way of living, and places her faith in the Lord. She defies the king of Jericho. She hides the spies who are coming in from Israel to scope out the land. She places her faith entirely in the Lord as her hope and declares that, you know, the God of Israel is the God of heaven and earth. And God, in his grace, chooses Rahab and protects her household and gives her a place among the people of Israel and a place among in the story of redemption. It's fascinating. Rahab is mentioned in a couple of different places in the New Testament. It's mentioned in Hebrews, right, in the Hall of Faith, in James, talking about her faith and her works, right? How her decisions really followed her faith, her allegiance, her actions followed her allegiance, as we said it on Sunday. But she's also mentioned in the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew. And this woman who, again, grew up outside of the nation of Israel, was engaged in prostitution, places her faith in Jesus, and God sovereignly in his grace says, man, I'm giving you not just a place among the people of Israel. I'm not just going to save your family, but includes Rahab as one of the five women who are mentioned in the genealogy of Jesus. This woman becomes a forebear, a great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother to Jesus Christ himself. It's just a wonderful story and reminder of God's graciousness, of his undeserved favor on our lives, and then of the response of faith. And those are the sort of the two questions I wanted to ask us as we think about Rahab's story and Joshua 2 is one, do we believe that God is gracious? Do we recognize he is a God who shows undeserved, unmerited favor, that we are saved, as Paul tells us in Ephesians 2, we are saved by grace and then through faith? And that's the second question, right? One, are we believing that God is gracious, praising him for his grace? But two, are we responding to him in faith, actively trusting him in a way that our actions and our works and our deeds show that? As James tells us, right, our faith without works is dead. As we look at Rahab's life, it's one thing for her to say, yes, I trust the God of Israel. It's another thing for her to stake her entire life and her family's life on that hope. I mean, she is placing her faith in the God of Israel to say, man, I mean, if this goes poorly, if their attack on Jericho goes poorly, she and her family are dead because she has sided with the Israelites. But she places her faith in the Lord, and the Lord is faithful to her. Are we placing our faith in God? And do our actions, the way we spend our time, the way we spend our resources, the way we use our talents, does it reflect this deep faith and abiding faith in God, in Christ, actively trusting him on a daily basis? Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time to pray for yourself. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a gracious God, that you take even the worst parts of our stories and redeem them, Lord. and you don't waste anything. Nothing is wasted in your economy. And we thank you for that. And then, God, will you help us to be a people of faith, to respond in faith and actively trusting you with each day. You are our only hope, and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now to pray for yourself.